CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 20th of November 2016. This is GB2RS News. The news line, lines Fun Cube 3 goes live, 472 kHz QSO party soon. Russian intruder leaves 20 metres. The EO-79 FunCube 3 satellite has transitioned to amateur radio service now that its primary mission has been completed. AMSAT UK and AMSAT NL have announced that the FunCube UV transponder has been activated with a regular schedule. Due to power budget constraints, the transponder cannot operate 24/7, so an orbit-specific schedule has been developed. The transponder will commence operation 27 minutes after the spacecraft enters sunlight and remain active for 25 minutes. This schedule may be modified in the weeks ahead as experience dictates. The transponder uplink is 435.047 to 435.077 MHz LSB. The downlink is 145.935 to 145.965 MHz upper sideband. The output power of the amateur radio payload is about 400 milliwatts. If you're interested in 472 kHz, there are two QSO parties on the horizon. On the 26th and 27th of December, it's QRSS, and on the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of December, it's the turn of CW, starting with the sunset about 1700 UTC. The organiser says that we'll keep on QSOing until your eyes keep on closing, unquote. The International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 monitoring system reports that the Russian military apparently responded positively to a complaint from German telecommunications authorities to eliminate an intruding signal on 20 metres. The Russian Navy RDL signal from Crimea had been transmitting on 14.180 MHz using F1B at 50 baud and 200 Hz shift for several days. IARUMS said the transmissions were heard for the last time on the 31st of October. The deep-seated major earthquake of magnitude 7.5 that struck the South Island of New Zealand last Monday still has people cut off from road transport due to massive slips and damage. Amateur Radio Emergency Communications National Director Jeff Sayer, ZL4JS, advises us that AREC offered its services but were not needed as the civil infrastructure was coping well. AREC served well during the Christchurch earthquake of 2011, and the latest tremor brought back memories to many of that disaster. The official rules for World Radio Sport Team Championship 2018 to be held in Germany are now available. Noteworthy amongst the WRTC 2018 rules is permitting the use of spectrum or waterfall displays and a prohibition on the use of second or sub-receivers. It will continue the two-operator, two-transmitter format of the early WRTCs, so both stations will be permitted to transmit at any time to maximise their scoring. Also, only one computer is permitted to be attached to each radio, and PCs used in the effort must connect via wired Ethernet. See WRTC2008.de for further details of this event. On the 13th of November, a new Greenlandic beacon, OX4M, went on the air from HQ90AL. Frequency is 70.047 MHz, running 25 watts into a dipole radiating north-south. The beacon transmits PI4 and CW plus carrier, and also had a sister beacon, OX6M, on 50.047 MHz. Now for a look at rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 20th, the 39th, CATS Radio and Electronics Bazaar will be held in the Oasis Academy, Coolsden, Homefield Road, Old Coolsden, CR41ES. This is a new venue. Doors will open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission £1.50, including tea and coffee. There'll be traders bring and buy in a flea market. For more information, inquiries at catsradio.org. Also on the 20th, the Plymouth Radio Rally is taking place at Harewood House, Plimpton, Devon, PL72AS. Doors open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and admittance is £2. There'll be a bring and buy at an RSGB bookstall. Special interest groups and trade stands. Catering will be available on site. More information from Sheila Hart, 20YSH, 01752668907. The final rallies of the year at the South Lancs Winter Rally on the 3rd of December at Bickershaw Labour Club, Bickershaw Lane, Bickershaw, Wigan, WN25TE. Then on the 4th, it's the Bishop Auckland RAC Rally at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, 32 High Street, Spennymoor, Durham, DL166DB. If you have any rally or event information for 2017 that you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Tom PA3TG is operating 5 November stroke call sign from Nigeria until the 25th of November. He plans to be on 20 metres SSB and CW, on 30 metres CW in the evenings, QSL home call. Felix DL5XL will be returning to the German Antarctic Research Base Neumayer 3 this month and will be there until next February. His call sign will be DP1POL and he will mainly operate CW in digital modes. This activity will count as AN016 for the IOTA program. QSL manager DL1ZBO logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. A group of operators will be on the air as 8Q7SP from Difushi Island, IOTA reference AS013 in the Maldives, from the 20th of November to the 3rd of December. Activity will be on the 160 to 10 metre bands using CWSSB and RTTY, with several stations active. This includes an entry in the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest next weekend, QSL SP5FXY. Yatuka JA6GWX will be on the air as 9 November 7 November Zulu from Kathmandu in Nepal from the 20th to the 27th of November. Activity will be HF band CW and SSB, QSL director home call. Christian IS0BWM will be on the air as 9 Quebec 0 Hotel Quebec 3 from Genge in the Democratic Republic of Congo from the 20th of November to the 25th of December. Activity will be HF bands using SSB, QSL director home call. Tim NL8F will be on the air as VK9NF from Norfolk Island from the 22nd of November to the 3rd of December, QSL director N7RO. Special event news: as part of the church's annual festival remembering St Hilda, the special event station GB5SH will operate from St Hilda's Church, Hartlepool, TS240DA today, the 20th of November. Operation is going to be on the 40 and 80 metre bands and to a lesser extent 2 metres. Omani Amateur Radios can sign their A4 calls with stroke 46 until the 30th of November, celebrating the 46th anniversary of the independence of Oman. Contest news: the S6CW annual activity weekend is today, the 20th of November. This is a friendly non-contest style event to encourage CW operators new and old. Minimum exchange is non-members give RST and name, with members adding their membership number. Full details of preferred frequencies and awards can be found on the S6CW website. Just use your favourite search engine. On Tuesday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all mode on the band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday sees the 80 metre club sprint take place from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW only, the exchange's serial number and name. CQ Worldwide DXCW contest takes place for the entire 48 hours of the weekend of the 26th and 27th. It undoubtedly keep the HF bands busy, although declining solar activity will probably mean patchy and short-lived propagation on 10 metres. Using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone, which is for us in the UK, is 14. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G3NYK and G4BAO. Last week, the solar flux index hovered around the 80 mark, with average sunspot counts reaching their lowest level in 5 years, with sunspot minimum predicted to be sometime in 2018 or 19. This is a taste of what we can expect for the time being. But it wasn't all bad news, as geomagnetic conditions were quite settled midweek, with the planetary K index at 1 or 2. As a result, the HF bands were alive. Malcolm, G3PDH, reports hearing as far as Arizona on 20 metres, and the Chiltern Digisonde suggested openings on 21 megs were possible over a 3,000-kilometre path. Unfortunately, coronal hole activity on the Sunday may once again result in unsettled conditions this weekend, the 19th and 20th. Expect the K-index to rise and maximum usable frequencies to decline, although we sometimes get a pre-auroral enhancement as the solar plasma first hits. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will continue in the range 75 to 80, but the K-index will likely be in the range 4 to 7 at times, so long-range DX may be impacted adversely, especially on routes over the North Pole. Geomagnetic conditions for the following week's CQ Worldwide contest are also predicted to be unsettled, although perhaps not as bad as this weekend. Trying to be positive, early December is looking better. VHF now. There would seem to be another week of low pressure in store for us, and sadly that means a limited chance of tropo. For the latter part of the week, there is an indication from one of the models for high pressure to move in over the southern half of Britain. This represents a limited chance for tropo later in the week, but another weather model refuses to select high pressure to end the week, so it's not to be trusted this far in advance. There'll be some heavy rain and showers at times, so always chance of some rain scatter on the gigahertz band, especially around the coastal fringes where the showers will be heavier. Last Monday's so-called supermoon, the closest perigee since the 1940s, produced improved EME signals, especially on the gigahertz band, due to the low noise path losses. In the coming week, losses are moderate but increasing. Moon declination goes negative on Thursday and windows shorten, but there are still plenty of EME opportunities to be had. For meteor scattered enthusiasts, the Leonids are all but over, but we now have a major Geminid shower to look forward to in a few weeks. And that's it for this week from the Propagation team, and that's all from me until next week.